What if I told you that a touch from Padre Pio's glove sparked a chain of events that defied all odds? Well, that was the reality for a young man who barely survived a car accident. Stay tuned as we unravel a tale that will ignite your faith in the power of divine intervention.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. In a recent video, I shared the remarkable story of David Docketry's miraculous recovery after his daughter placed Padre Pio's glove on his chest in 2003. If you haven't seen the video yet, you can find a link in the description below. Well, I encountered another amazing story about a miraculous healing connected to Padre Pio's glove. The story you're about to hear is sourced from the book Padre Pio, The Irish Connection, by Colm Keane. It revolves around a young man named William McLaughlin and the extraordinary events that unfolded after a tragic accident on All Souls Day in 1954. Listen to this. It was All Souls Day in 1954 when William Bill McLaughlin, just 23 years old, encountered a life-changing event. Driving home from work near his village in Trillick, Northern Ireland, he crashed his car into a stone bridge on a country road. Now, Bill does not remember why this happened, but it is speculated that he may have been distracted while handling a cassette tape in his car's player. I have no recollection of the incident or the incredible events that followed, said Bill. When I talk about the incident and my injuries, I am only repeating what my parents and the doctors told me. The injuries were severe. His left wrist suffered damage, but the most critical injury was to his forehead. A nurse who was passing by noticed the crash and testified that Bill had stopped breathing. But thankfully, she successfully revived him by administering artificial breathing. However, the head injury caused Bill to fall into a deep coma. He was airlifted to Letterkenny Hospital and then transferred to Beaumont Hospital in Dublin. Bill's parents were informed about the accident by the police. Once at the hospital, the doctors delivered grim news. There was a mere 50% chance of survival, they said. And if he did survive, he'd likely be left in a vegetative state due to severe brain damage. Josephine, Bill's mother, turned to a Padre Pio prayer group in Dublin for solace. Armed with one of Padre Pio's gloves, borrowed from Father Lorenzo, a Capuchin friar who received the glove as a gift from Padre Pio himself, she returned to Bill's bedside and passed it over his entire body. But before we continue with Bill's testimony, are you inspired by our stories about Padre Pio and yearning for a deeper connection with him? Then join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program and transform your support into a journey of spiritual enrichment. As a member, you'll receive numerous graces to navigate life's challenges and experience the profound protection of Padre Pio himself. Enjoy exclusive benefits, including regular masses celebrated for your intentions. Discover how you can join and make a meaningful impact. Click the link in the description below to learn more. Now let's return to Bill's story. The following day, to the doctor's surprise, Bill came out of the coma and was taken off the ventilator. However, the doctors told Josephine that what they had predicted was coming true. Bill now had the intelligence of a 5-year-old and was completely paralyzed on the left side. Then a turning point arrived. Bill shared, "A week passed and there was no improvement. Then the Capuchin friar, Father Lorenzo, came to visit me in the hospital. He brought with him the glove he had received from Padre Pio and passed it over my left side and also over my forehead. I was asleep at the time and knew nothing of it. But just a few minutes after Father Lorenzo left, I woke up and, without speaking to anyone, lifted my left knee. Then I lifted my left arm, and a day later, my left eye opened. His mother, Josephine, adds, "Despite the progress, Bill did not recognize me. A few days later, I was sitting by his bedside, and a nurse came saying there was a phone call for me in the corridor. I got up to answer it, but Bill's voice, in a hoarse tone, said, 'Mom, where are you going?' I stopped, didn't go to the phone. I couldn't believe it. From that moment on, he regained all his faculties." The nurse called for the doctor, who, upon examining Bill, said he did not understand what was happening. After a few days, Bill's movements returned 100% to normal. He was then sent to Letterkenny Hospital for physiotherapy. His mother recounts, "I took Bill to physiotherapy. When the therapist called his name, Bill approached, and the therapist said, 'I did not call you, I called Bill McLaughlin.' And Bill replied, 'That's me.' The therapist looked at his notes and said, 'According to these notes, Bill McLaughlin is in a wheelchair.' The physiotherapy was not done." She continues, "I took Bill to his doctor in Buncrana. When we entered the office, the doctor was reading the medical file from Dublin. 'You should be dead,' he said. A subsequent brain scan revealed the extent of Bill's injuries. His brain was still damaged, but remarkably, there were no lasting consequences. In 1999, Bill and his parents made a pilgrimage to Rome for Padre Pio's beatification. They later visited San Giovanni Rotondo, where they shared this miraculous story with the friars. Bill's story remains recorded in the convent, a testament to the power of Padre Pio's intercession." End of testimony. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to support this apostolate by joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. You will find the link in the description below.